The first pan-European study in the live communication industry predicts a growth of the events industry with increasing or consistent budgets. Initiator Maarten Schram of Livecom Alliance can tell us all about it. Hi Maarten, welcome to our studio.
Hi Kevin, good morning. It's great to be back again.
Yeah?
Yeah, thanks.
Livecom Alliance conducted the first pan-European study for the live industry.
Yes.
What was the result of that study?
Yeah, well, it reveals a widespread expectations of growth for events. So that's an important one, and a strong agency position as well. So of course, it was a kind of a first snapshot of the pan-European live communication industry, but good results so far. I'm really happy with it.
Okay. Before we dive into the details,
yes,
how did you conduct the study?
Well, first of all, to do a market survey project like this was one of the first ideas when we started Alliance. But of course, resources are limited in time and also in money. So we thought, let's do it the way the Livecom Alliance is founded. It's about sharing local insights and build our industry with it. So we did it exactly in that way. We captured existing data from our members, but also from non-members, so other countries and other associations.
So you based yourself on existing reports and combined that into a pan-European study?
Yes, and it was quite a challenge, I must say, because of course, we captured the data from seven countries, and of course it was quite a challenging to benchmark some results.
Yeah.
So first of all, it took us some time to gather all the results. Then, well, in fact, we put it on the table.
Yeah.
Looked at it for a couple of hours, and then we thought, okay, we need a professional. So we asked a market research agency to help us out. And look through all the data and try to make some benchmarks and to get some highlights out of it.
Yeah,
and we did, so it's good.
I did see you also included for the Belgian and the Netherlands our own event monitors study.
Yeah. Yes.
What I also did see is that it was a study of the beginning of this year. Isn't that a problem that the data is almost a year old?
Well, it was a combination. Of course, we used also the third quarter.
Oh, okay.
In the results, it was a combination of both.
Okay.
And yes, of course, it's still challenging to benchmark the results because some of them are early the year, some of them are mid year, and other results are really really actual and accurate. So yes, it is.
Yep.
But I think the effect will be, and we already see it, that especially our members see now the importance and the use of this project, and are preparing the research projects for next year, and adding questions and change, if possible, timing to match our planning. So
okay, indeed.
Yeah.
So the results predicted growth, or at least the same budgets for events.
Both, yes.
Do you see differences between countries, or is it the whole European Union is going up?
Well, all over, you could say it's quite positive. About I think it was over 80% of the respondents expected budgets stay the same or growth, and within that, growth was double. The respondents for events with budgets staying the same.
Yeah.
So it was really positive, really, really, really positive and widespread growth expectations for event budget.
Is that the result because we had a crisis and now the economy is going up again, or?
Well, what we see is that in some European countries, crisis is still kind of a topic and could influence budgets, yes. But I think already many countries the crisis is far behind, so to say, and we left it a couple of years ago. And I think the most important driver for increasing budgets is the importance of the medium of live communications in the media mix and in the marketing strategy.
Yeah.
Brands and organizations see and know that in this digital age, more and more important to
have live contact.
Yeah, have live contact with the audience, and it could be consumers, could be clients, could be employees. Yeah, that's essential.
You also looked at the position of the agencies in the market.
Yes.
How do you see that?
Well, I think in line with the remark I just made is what you see is two interesting things. One of them is that you see is that clients about 50-50 prefers a specialized agency for events because creating effective live experience is still a specialty. It's a craftsmanship, but the other half prefers or works with a 360 degrees agency. So.
Because it's easy and you have one contact.
Multidisciplined and know how to integrate all channels. Yes, and so that's one of the interesting outcome. The other thing is that that you see is that as I mentioned before, creating an effective live experience is not only about adding some core elements of an event. It's really about strategic thinking. It's about a multi-channel approach. And what you see is that clients and brands appreciate and see the importance of agencies breathing this craftsmanship 24/7 and working together with a close network of suppliers and partners, creating the best of the best for them.
Okay. Yeah. And did you see in the study any topics for the future?
Yeah, I think they are quite obvious. To be honest, of course, it's about ROI. It's about how to measure results of our events.
That's something we are talking about in the industry for a long time.
Yeah.
Are we still not there yet?
Well, maybe not yet. I think what you see is that some of a part of the market, especially some clients, adapted some kind of models to really calculate the outcome of events. And other ones use the more, I don't know, the approach like, okay, let us pose the questions we should ask.
Yep.
So
what
is the audience? What do we want to reach? How we can measure the outcome? How we can check after, during and after the campaign what we reached? And there are many tools for them, of course, and technology and apps, so you know.
Yeah.
So I think it's an important topic to just stay discussing because we have also sometimes still have to compete with more traditional media.
Yeah.
And we know measurement there is far more developed.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's an important topic, but I agree we are already talking about it for quite a while. And it's also about design, about event design. How can you influence not the customer journey, but the visitor journey of an event?
Yeah.
And of course, it's about strategic approach and about innovation. You should know about it. You should follow it. You should know how to integrate it in your events.
Okay, yeah. Maybe to conclude with, how is it going with the LiveCom Alliance? Because last time we were here to introduce the Alliance.
Yeah, true.
How is it going now?
Well, I'm very happy to say that meanwhile, I think that in the previous interview, we had six members. We started with six members. A very important industry, France, joined us a short while after. And so we're seven. And I'm very happy to inform that or to announce that FAMAP, the big German association, will join us from next year, 2017. And also EMBA of Austria will join us. So we will be nine by the start of next year.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Really happy with it. Yeah.
Okay, Maarten, thank you very much for coming over.
Thanks for having me. Thanks.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.